The following program is sponsored by Bell and Pollock PC. Welcome to Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. Attorneys Gary Bell and Brad Pollock are ready to work for you. Reach Gary, Brad, and their team at championsofthepeople.com or by calling 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Here we go. The Bell and Pollock Legal Show, the Champions of the People Injury Show, the only show of its kind. I'm Gary Bell, along with Brad Pollock. We call it the Champions of the People Injury Show because we are the champions of the people. We represent people. We represent families. We help you put your lives back together again after an injury. We've been doing it for a long time. We formed our law firm, Bell and Pollock, in 1984 with a vision and mission of helping injured victims and their families. And we do it well. We do cases all over the state of Colorado. We do workers' comp cases. If you've been injured on the job, we can talk to you about that. We do all kinds of traffic cases, automobile cases, car crash cases, truck cases, bike cases, hit and runs, and on and on. We do it. You can go to our website anytime, championsofthepeople.com. That's our website, championsofthepeople.com, for a reason. We have a lot of information there. We try to put the information there for you. Why? To educate you. At Bell and Pollock, we educate and advocate. We can help you. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900, 795-5900. We'll be glad to help you. You know, all of our books are on our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can download a free e-copy anytime. If you want a hard copy, all you have to do is call our law firm at 303-795-5900, and we'd be glad to send you a hard copy. And you can drop by our law firm anytime, and we'll give you, just hand you, a hard copy of any of our books. We're glad to do it. We do a variety of radio shows all over the city and in the mountain towns and on the eastern plains. And why do we do it? Because we want you to have the information to have a level playing field with the insurance companies that fight your injury claim. Okay, so we've been talking to you about top tips for winning your injury claim. This is part three in the series. You know, in part one and part two, we cover different topics, but there are tips for to win your injury claim. We covered a little bit about treatment. We covered protecting medical records, so you can listen to those shows or you can call us and ask us. But Brad, you know, when you're injured, you start treating with doctors, and then the insurance companies always want to look at their diagnoses, and then they have their all the computer programs to put their diagnoses in. But diagnoses are important when you're trying to prove your injury claim.
Well, they certainly are, because the insurance companies will use them as a basis. I mean, to say, here's what we think is necessary for you to recover, or what kind of treatment is appropriate, or how you should have received and when you should have received treatment and what treatment you should have received. They will try to find the doctor's diagnosis. The insurance companies are very savvy and will watch to see if you continue getting treatment on a diagnosis that calls for it. For instance, you know, if you're dealing with a brain injury, the insurance company wants to know what if there's a diagnosis of a brain injury, what that diagnosis is, and if there's a diagnosis that indicates that you should be going back to the doctor every 4 to 6 weeks just for a checkup or to evaluate your injury, then if you're not doing it, they're going to use it against you. And they will look, first of all, the diagnosis, second of all, to see if the doctors have anything in the records where they're saying, here we go, that that we want the person to come back every 4 to 6 weeks, or we want them to come back in 6 weeks, and then whether or not you follow through with that diagnosis.
Right. Diagnoses are important. Treatment's important. So the tip for today on that area is that, you know, you have to pay attention to your treatment. We don't want to make up anything. We don't want to fabricate anything, but we want to be completely honest, and we want to be able to claim what's legitimate and connected to the accident, to the trauma that you went through. And, you have to understand about diagnoses. Doctors sometimes, many times, cannot make an immediate diagnosis. You know, for example, when you're injured and you tell the EMTs and the ambulance people that, you know, my neck hurts, or you tell the police my neck hurts or my low back hurts, those are typical areas of injury, the lumbar spine, the cervical spine. So when you tell them that, you go to the emergency room, you know, if they don't do an MRI, then they do the clinical examination and they palpate me and they touch. and they ask you if it hurts here, and they understand the spine, they understand the anatomy, so they're looking for certain points. But many times in the ER room, if you have a neck that is injured, they'll just put down discharge notes, discharge diagnosis of sprain, strain. But Brad, we all know that as you treat, they always say in discharge instructions, well, go to your doctor, make sure you go to your doctor. You go to your doctor, well, the doctor may not know for weeks or months what your final diagnosis is. They might send you to PT, physical therapy, and they're trying to home in and find out the specific problems. But many times you don't even get an MRI for weeks or months later, and then they start to home in on it.
There is a reason why the hospital gives you those instructions. And it's not because it's never happened. It's because it's something that not only can, but many times does happen, that you go to the hospital, you go to the emergency room, you go and get care, and they give you the care they think is appropriate. They'll refer you to a doctor sometimes, or they'll tell you to go see your own doctor and not give you the name of a doctor, but refer you. And they recognize that your injury, your condition can get worse. Insurance companies and defense lawyers and defense experts like to lead somebody to believe that your worst time is right after the crash, and your worst time is when you're in the doctor's office. And from that point on, you're going to do nothing but get better and better, and that you cannot have any kind of injury that hasn't been diagnosed. You can't have any kind of condition that hasn't been diagnosed. You can't have any kind of pain that hasn't been diagnosed or hasn't been related that you haven't told them about. They like to make it that to establish the baseline and the bottom part of your condition is being when you first go to the doctor or to the hospital. And then everything after that should be getting better in their mind. And if it's not, it's not because they caused it. It's because you, the injured party, did something wrong. Well, the very instructions that are given at the emergency room betray that kind of attitude and really tell the insurance companies they're wrong, but they won't listen.
You know, bottom line, Brad's so right. I hope you listen to what he said. It's so critical what he just said. You go to the doctor, you go to the emergency room, they get maybe a neck problem, you get a sprain, strain diagnosis. The insurance company doesn't think a sprain, strain is worth much for settlement or for trial value. And that's a whole different show, which we'll be glad to do sometime. But they just don't think a neck sprain or a muscle strain is worth that much money. And so that's how they approach it. But that was the initial diagnosis. So we're talking about the diagnosis. We're talking about how you prove your medical injury. We're talking about the top tips today on how you prove your injury clean. And one of them is pay attention to the diagnosis, and one of them is your treatment. So as Brad said, in the emergency room, you always get the discharge instructions that say what? If you continue to have pain or problems or symptoms, go to the doctor. We refer you to a doctor right now. Sometimes when you don't have a doctor, they'll give you an orthopedic doctor's name or a pain doctor's name because they want you to treat. So the diagnosis can change. The diagnosis can become more sophisticated. That's just exactly opposite of what the insurance company and the defense lawyers and the defense of these cases usually mean. As Brad just said, they try to take the position that the most injurious and serious situation existed at your very first meeting. Well, listen, your doctor may not even know for weeks or months. They may not even order an MRI until you've done 2 months of physical therapy. Then they order an MRI and they see maybe a compression fracture. Or maybe they see other issues with regard to the neurological development of the cervical spine and the innervation of the cervical spine. And they find something on the MRI they have to treat. So, you know, Brad, that's very important. But the diagnosis can change because many times the doctors in the initial diagnosis don't know what the final diagnosis is.
They don't. And there's a reason for that. And the reason is that our bodies don't necessarily tell us everything at one time or immediately. Sometimes we have injuries that cause us to focus on a particular part of our body while the other part of our body is hurt, but we don't notice it. We don't understand it. It's a focal injury that we've got. And the problem is that, you're sitting there with what you think, a terrible banged up knee that's keeping you from walking and that's giving you extreme pain. And you don't realize that you also have an injury to your spinal cord. And you also have an injury to your back, and that back injury is going to be a disc, and it's going to be a disc injury that's going to gradually let you know that everything you do is going to be with pain radiating down into your arms or radiating down into your legs. And it's going to be there on a continuous basis because that disc has moved and is pressing on the nerves in your back and the nerves that radiate down into your legs. Now, that's a very simple description, but you're not noticing it. Why? Because your legs or your knee went into the dashboard. Your knee went in, or your head hit onto the window, the side window. And now you're sitting there with this extreme headache or this extreme knee pain, and you're really not paying a whole lot of attention to what's going on with the back. And it's called a distracting injury, and that's exactly what it is. It's an injury that distracts you from everything else, and you don't realize these other injuries.
And I tell you what, you cannot let them win this war against you. Right. I mean, they're going to go home in on the diagnosis. And what if they say to you, well, you went to the emergency room and you've been treating for a year now, but you went to the emergency room and the doctor diagnosed neck sprain or strain. So what's your problem? What's your problem? That's how the insurance company approaches it. So the tip number one is you need to understand what happens with the diagnoses. We're not finished with this topic. You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900, 303-795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. That's 870-8989. We'll be glad to help you. We'll be glad to talk to you. You get a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack for a reason. This show is here for a reason. We'll be right back.
It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell & Pollack. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollack. We are injury attorneys. This is Your Legal Minute. Today, we're talking about MedPay. What is MedPay, by the way? MedPay is on your own car insurance policy. It's there to pay your medical bills in case you're injured in a car crash, a collision. It's there to pay your medical bills, your reasonable and necessary medical bills, and they pay your medical bills regardless of fault. Therefore, you want your med pay as high as you can afford, by the highest limits you can get. We say this all the time. And by the way, if the accident is not your fault and you recover money from the at-fault party, then you don't have to pay the med pay back. That's how important this is. Gary Bell, Bell & Pollack, champions of the people. Give us a call. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollack. Find them online at championsofthepeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollack Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollack have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Fasten your seatbelt. Here we go. The Bell and Pollack Injury Show. It's called the Champions of the People Injury Show. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. There's a lot of information there. We call it an information-loaded website. Why? Because we want to educate you, give you the information you need to fight the insurance companies on your injury claim. Information is empowering. We're glad to do it. If you call us at 303-795-5900, you will meet with a licensed attorney. You don't just get what I call a drive-by. Meaning some investigator or some person comes out to your house that's not an attorney, or to the hospital that's not an attorney, and then they say, here's some papers, sign them. And we've had people come to our law firm and fire other law firms and come to our law firm. We had one that said, I haven't talked to an attorney in months. We had one come from another law firm that said, I never talked to an attorney. So at Bell & Pollack, you're going to talk to a licensed attorney. You're going to get a free initial consultation, and you're going to get a free, meaningful, significant, legal game plan, strategies for you to win your claim. How refreshing is that? So that you will know what to do. And you'll know what the insurance company can do and what they can't do, right? That's so, so important. You know, Don and Brad and I, over the years, after we formed our law firm, the people come into our office time after time, and they don't understand the rules. And it's not your fault because this is not your area. I mean, when I have a problem with my car, I take it to the car mechanic. I don't know what I'm doing with a car. So when you come to Bell and Pollock, we're going to educate you. You're doing your own line of work. Maybe you're a full-time mom, stay-at-home mom, full-time job doing that. You're not trained in this field, but those insurance companies are trained. You need strategies. We think this is so important. We wrote a book called Legal Game Plan. You can find it on the website, championsofthepeople.com. Right? You can download an e-copy free. All right, today we're still talking about top tips on how you're going to win your injury claim. We started off with the concept of the diagnosis. Why is that so important? Because many insurance companies have computer programs that they type your diagnosis in and the ICD code in, and that's how they value your claim. And these computer programs, guess who's in the value, in whose favor it is? It's not in your favor. So, Brad, let's talk a little bit more about, and let's give an example how the diagnosis has changed. Let's say you go to the emergency room, you got a sore neck, so they diagnose sprain strain. They tell you in the discharge instructions, go see a doctor if you have continuing symptoms. And then, you know, sometimes you can get an MRI. Sometimes they do facet injections, and they do facet injections for to investigate whether, you know, for therapy or whether it's for diagnosis. And sometimes they don't know for weeks or months.
It's a matter of, first of all, how aggressive your doctor is. A lot of times it's a matter of whether or not you're dealing with a doctor who has dealt with these kind of injuries and understands them or hasn't dealt with them and has dealt with traumatic injuries versus arthritic conditions that people have and are versed in this kind of business. You go to the doctor and they say it's a sprain strain and they, you know, your head has gotten tossed around in the crash. And so you're facing potential strain and sprain to the muscles and ligaments in your neck. And they're going, let's give it some time. Maybe they want to treat with heat or maybe with cold, or they want to tell you it's going to take a little bit of time and you're going to get better. And that strain and sprain is going to go away. And so there's not a lot that they worry about. And they think within maybe a couple months, 3, 4, 5, 6 months, you're going to be fine. And what they find is you're going through it. Is it's hurting more and more and more. And you're going through it going, okay, I got a sprain, I got a strain. Maybe my pillow was a problem and I'll sleep a little different and you're taking some medications, maybe some painkillers, over-the-counter painkillers. You're thinking some days it feels fairly good and you're able to get things done. Other days it doesn't. Some days you wake up in the morning and you're in a lot of pain and you get to work. And you're able to put that pain aside and get through work. So you think, by gosh, I'm better. And all of a sudden that night you're going, it hurts and I'm worried about going to sleep because I'm worried about whether or not I'm properly propped up and I can do something for the sprain or the strain. And sooner or later, you hope it's sooner, your doctor's going to do an MRI. Now, sometimes it's all related to your health insurance and what your health insurance will approve and what it won't approve for you to be able to discover what's wrong with you. And the sooner or later you get an MRI and all of a sudden the MRI comes back and it says you've got a disc problem or it says you've got a facet problem and it says you've got a problem that you've got to deal with that's not quite a sprain or strain. Instead, you've got an anatomical change in your condition that is causing your injury. And if you're over about 20 or 22 or 25, somewhere in there, it's also going to come back saying there's a mild or maybe a medium or maybe a severe arthritic condition. And you're going to hear that you've got a bulging disc with an arthritic condition and you're going to immediately start saying, well, I've got arthritis. And that's what's causing all this. And, you know, if the adjuster can get you and get to you and talk to you, and if the insurance company can get to you and talk to you, they're going to tell you, oh, man, that's too bad. Your arthritis is there, but our accident didn't cause that because we all know, Gary, we know a crash can't cause arthritis.
Right, and so that's how they defend the cases. They say you had degenerative disc disease, DDD. That showed up in your MRI. They say that you have arthritis. They say you have osteophytes. The problem is, listen. The issue is this. You never had any symptoms before the crash. Many people can have dormant arthritic conditions on their spine, up and down their spine, and never have a problem ever. But when you have a big-time trauma, boom, that many times activates the the arthritic condition. And so the insurance company said, well, we're not going to pay you because you had pre-existing condition, arthritis. But the problem is you never had a symptom. You never had a problem with it before. So that's one way. That's a tip right there on how to fight these insurance companies. The other thing is on these diagnoses. You know, many times they say, well, you had an MRI, the doctor ordered an MRI, but it came back negative. So what's your problem? Must be a muscle problem. Must be a muscle strain. Well, sometimes certain things don't show up on the MRIs. It may be facet joints, right? And so, you know, doctors do facet loading tests to see if they're suspicious of a facet injury. Many times you can't see a facet injury. That's when you get into injections. And sometimes you have these injections, and they're more than just trigger point injections. They're injections into your neck or to your low back, into the discs. And they do it for two purposes. One's diagnostic. Did you hear that? Diagnostic. The other one's for therapeutic, once they find the problem. So they do injections for diagnostic purposes, meaning what? To discover, to find out what the problem is. And so there's all kinds of medical literature that doctors deal with that if you have a positive response to an injection when they're trying to do a diagnosis, then it's likely that you're going to be a candidate for rhizotomy. The point in all this is this for you on your injury claim, right? The point is you can't just depend on the initial diagnosis, and the insurance company can't, but that's what they try to do. So now you know how to fight it. Now you know your diagnosis many times is going to progress or change over time until the doctors find the specific pain generator or pain generators, and then they home in on it. And, you know, Brad, that's important because that's how you present the case, and that's why some attorneys, and you and I talk about this all the time, some attorneys lead you to believe you can settle a case from Friday to Monday. The accident's on Friday, on Monday. But what about all this diagnosis and treatment that you don't know about or you haven't had yet?
It amazes me how they'll tell you you've got to be. They want to settle the case right away. They look for a fast settlement. They've got their groups of people, the mill attorney firms that have their groups of people that are assigned. The case, it comes into them, they've got it, and they're getting paid or they're being evaluated on really almost the same thing as the insurance adjuster is being evaluated on. We know insurance adjusters quite often are evaluated on how fast they settle a case and for how little they can settle the case. Well, law firms, some of the mill law firms that have huge groups that are churning these cases in and out, they assign your case, they push it on over to to one of their clerks or one of their people, one of their representatives, one of their there's no real legal title for them. Maybe it's a paralegal, but they push it over to them. And how fast can they get it done? How fast can they get medical records in, get them deciphered, get them over to the other side, get them done and get you in and out and have it completed? And that's what they're looking at. And so they're looking at it because that's what's churning the money necessary to pay for a lot of the things that they're doing and to be able to pay for their firm. And they're churning that money in and out. And the whole idea is to turn your case into cash very quickly. A lot of times that is the worst thing that can happen to you. And it is something you need to try to stop. You need to try to keep from having happen. And the way you keep it from happening is you slow down the process. You say, I want to talk to a lawyer. You say, I want to have a meeting. You have a meeting and you talk to the lawyer and you find out what it is they're trying to do and why they're trying to do it so fast and whether or not you should be having additional diagnostic testing. Maybe you need to get over to your doctor and say to your doctor, do I need additional diagnostic testing? Maybe you need to look the doctor right in the eye, look the paralegal in the eye. Sometimes you're not going to get the attorney. Maybe you can get the attorney and look the attorney right in the eye and say, okay, are you saying you can sit here and diagnose and give a treatment plan and give a prognosis as to what's going to happen in the future with regard to my injury such that I am protected?
And I'm telling you what, this is so important because you want attorneys who understand the medicine. You want attorneys who understand you, who know about you, who find out about you, who care about you. Then you can win the war. Bell and Pollock, you can call us anytime, 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-5900. 8989, or anytime, go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Today, we're talking about the top tips on how to win your injury claim. Bell and Pollock will be right back.